W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The border battle heating up.
President Biden and former President Trump are making dueling visits to the southern border. Biden is expected to meet with Border Patrol agents and local leaders in Texas, where he'll defend a bipartisan border security deal killed by House Republicans this month. The bill called for hiring more officers and immigration judges and would have expedited work permits for migrants. Trump says the bipartisan deal wasn't strong enough to secure the border. He's promising, if elected, to begin mass deportations of migrants.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. The Supreme Court to decide Donald Trump's claim he can't be prosecuted for trying to overthrow his 2020 election loss. An appellate court ruled he can be prosecuted. The Supreme Court will have the final say. Former U.S. Marine officer Michael Joseph Fox sentenced to 40 months in federal prison for hitting police officers with a hockey stick during the insurrection in 2021 and throwing a metal pole at a line of police. This is ABC News. And Alabama man stands charged with threatening Arizona election workers using a picture of a Toy Story character.
59-year-old Brian Ogstad arrested in Alabama, accused of making multiple threats to election workers in Arizona because prosecutors say he believes there was fraud in the 2022 gubernatorial election. One threat included a photo of Woody from Toy Story face down with a projectile sticking out of his back. In one message, he's accused of telling Arizona election workers he'll be executed for their crimes. The U.S. attorney in Arizona saying election skeptics cannot threaten vigilante justice. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The mother of all phishing attempts? Dubuque County, Iowa, trying to track down $500,000 an employee transferred in response to a bogus email that appeared to be from the city of Dyersville, Iowa. They found out about it when the real Dyersville asked about the money. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
The Todd Allbus Show.
Green Bay's a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Allbus Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
After my wife died, I felt like I lost everything, including my love of fishing. But one day, my granddaughter called, and I realized I still had a lot to look forward to. I got referred to a psychiatrist who explained depression can happen to anyone. Getting help doesn't make me weak. It makes me stronger. I just wish it made me better at fishing.
Mental health care is working for Diego. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10.
Hey everybody, it's Todd Allbus, Thursday noon to 2. Who are the worst drivers in Wisconsin? We'll discuss and take your calls on Civic Media.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
We are going to warm things up rather quickly as we head into the weekend. Today, it'll be mostly sunny with a high right around 35. Our wind out of the southwest at 10 to 20 today. Clear tonight, 31. Tomorrow, sunshine 50. By Saturday, 58. On Sunday, partly cloudy with a high near 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 6.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Thank you.
from the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
In fact, Alien does not even do it justice. He's putting up a stat line that does not even seem real. 27, 14, 5, and 10. Is that any good? Why don't we run down the last three guys that went 25, 10, 5, and 10? David Robinson, Hakeem, and Wemby. Wemby is already in that conversation and neighborhood.
96.7 FM, 1670 AM, The Zone.
This is the Midwest Farm Report.
I'm Stephanie Hoff along with you, filling in for Farm Director Pam Yonke. It is Leap Day. So happy to be spending this bonus day of the year with you. Why do we have leap year? Well, the Earth takes a little more than 365 days to circle the sun. Add 5 hours and 48 minutes to that. The occasional February 29th makes sure that we don't lose 6 hours every year. If you didn't know, it is considered good luck to be a leaper or a leapling. That's the term for someone born on leap year. So happy birthday to our leapers out there. While it's still chilly outside, we can expect abundant sunshine. Highs will be in the upper 40s. Winds moving at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, those clear skies will continue. Lows in the low 30s. And the wind will persist. It will be noticeably windy through the weekend. We'll get more details later in the hour from Ag Meteorologist Stu Muck. We've got a great show for you this morning. Here's what we're talking about today. Your 5 at 5 on a Thursday morning. Cheese prices have seen a lift this week. EverEgg will tell us if that will continue. You might not be putting cow tongue in your grocery cart, but in other countries, it's a delicacy. Congress reached an agreement to prevent a government shutdown for now. Wisconsin's Farm Service Agency Director outlines the impact of a shutdown on agriculture programs. Imagine starting a sheep shearing business without knowing how to shear sheep. We'll hear firsthand how that experience panned out for a young Wisconsinite. But first, there's a bill in the state capitol that wants to bring consistency and peace of mind to Wisconsin's livestock farmers. We'll talk about it next.
We're exploring farming in the last frontier, Alaska. Come and join us. Hi, everyone. I'm Pam Yonke. The date's August 22nd through September 1st. We'll visit a variety of Alaska farms, including a private boat excursion to experience a shrimping operation. Of course, you'll get all the majestic scenery and impressive wildlife along the way. Visit holidayvacations.com, keyword Pam, for more information and to watch a travel video or call 888-557-1020 today.
Before the state legislative session comes to a close, Wisconsin Farm Bureau is banging the drum on an agriculture priority called the Protect Our Farms Act. This bill would stop local governments from implementing stricter rules than the state imposes in regard to animal care. I'm Stephanie Hoff from the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison. Farm Bureau's Executive Director of Governmental Relations, Jason Munyaini, says this bill actually stemmed from a national issue.
Right now, one of the big concerns that we have is ordinances that could potentially impact animal agriculture and livestock operations. This really all stems back to California's Prop 12 law that was enacted via a ballot initiative back in 2018. And, you know, through the court process, the U.S. Supreme Court actually upheld California's right to enact their own, you know, kind of animal ag standards as it relates to pork and veal and egg products. But the result of that is because California is a net importer, they're actually enacting those standards on producers from other states. What I'm concerned about here in Wisconsin is those types of standards being enacted at a local level and creating a total patchwork of regulatory circumstances for Wisconsin's livestock operations, for our dairy industry, and for a whole host of different industries as it relates to maybe agrochemicals and all sorts of different things. But as it relates to animal livestock, we have a piece of legislation, Assembly Bill 957, that is called the Protect Our Farms Act, and this would really preempt local governments from enacting standards that aren't really in line with industry standards and really are really only focused on trying to impede agriculture's growth. So one of the things that we really want to make sure that we do here in the state of Wisconsin is that if we're going to have a conversation about animal standards, we should have that at the state level. Consistency is the name of the game so that Wisconsin can stay as, heck, Wisconsin agriculture can have that competitive advantage and continue to really be a pioneer within agriculture. And those types of ordinances are really the things that are standing in the way in a lot of circumstances, from the growth of an operation, the solvency of an operation, and really are not there to actually improve anything for livestock. 99.9% of the milk that's sold in the United States has to go through something called the Farm Program, which already has a set of animal welfare standards. These would be, you know, these local ordinances would try to supplement that, but really the focus of those types of things wouldn't be really to support agriculture, it'd be to hurt it. So those types of preemptions are important so that we kind of have sideboards for us to be able to have that regulatory consistency to continue to operate.
Jason, Proposition 12, for example, that's happening in California. Other states on the other side of the nation, on the East Coast, may be looking into similar state regulations. Is Wisconsin, though, you know, our Midwest states, are we seeing similar kind of ideologies on that where this is a cause for concern?
There are states on the East Coast. Massachusetts has a ballot initiative that they're working to pass on animal agriculture. And obviously, we talked about Prop 12. But where I see the way for these types of things to kind of wiggle their way into Wisconsin is, again, at that local level. There's not a real high bar to entry. There's not a high amount of lobbying that has to be done to kind of influence a local government. And those things can kind of proliferate in areas where you're seeing kind of urban areas push into rural. And those urban areas might not have the agricultural background or understanding. We have a right to farm law in Wisconsin, which protects farmers from nuisance lawsuits from individuals. But there's nothing in place of protections for a kind of right to farm from local governments. So that's really the kind of wiggle in way that we can see these types of ordinances impacting agriculture is at the local level.
Jason Muniaini is the Executive Director of Governmental Relations with Wisconsin Farm Bureau. Another voice advocating for the Protect Our Farms bill belongs to A.V. Roth of Roth Feeder Pigs in Crawford County. He's been engaged in both the local and national discussions regarding animal agriculture ordinances. Lately, he's been navigating California's Proposition 12.
So Prop 12, to me, is California setting how I need to farm here in Wisconsin. If California can tell their farmers how they want to farm, that's totally fine. But when they say that I cannot sell my pork into California unless it's Prop 12 compliant, I think is wrong. My animal gets a USDA grade and should be sold anywhere in the U.S.
And even though this is something that's happening in California, as you said, it puts a barrier up for anyone trying to get into that market. And it's also gotten some attention in Wisconsin from our state lawmakers. What issue are lawmakers trying to address at the state level to kind of stop the ripple effect of Prop 12?
The Farm Protection Act. And what it is just to stop like a township from another township putting in welfare standards of how you can actually raise your animals. So they put an ordinance, a moratorium in Crawford County. There was more on building the facility. It went for about a year and then was taken down. And that's how really a moratorium should work. If you want to go and look at something, it should be a short term. Look at the problem, see how it is, and then you take it off and go forward. With the Protect the Farm bill, what they're doing is they're, a township is, shouldn't be able to say, like, you cannot raise your animal, you have to raise your pigs without using antibiotics. No, that's not right. I don't believe that. You know, as a farmer, he knows what's best for his animals.
So the Protect Our Farms Act in the state legislature, this would ensure that farmers have agency over their agricultural practices. But A.B., my question for you is, where do you draw that line between a necessary ordinance and one that does cross the line and is, you know, hurtful to a farm business?
If I'm getting ordinance put on me by someone that never deals with the farm animals at all, I think that's wrong. If they're coming forward and they deal with this on a daily basis, like if we have a bunch of farmers got together and said, in this township, we don't want to have this certain practices, then that's fine with me. So I understand constituents out there and come and talk to their board, their township board or the county board, and they want to put something together, but it should be from the people that are at stake with that ordinance. not by someone else.
AV, if the Protect Our Farm Act passes through, what would it do for you today?
It'd definitely be a reassurance saying that someone's not going to come in here and I'm actually running my hog farm and doing it this way and say that I no longer can do that. They're relying on me to get them animals. And so I want some protection not only for me and my business, but also for my future generations.
A.V. Roth joining us from Roth Feeder Pigs in Crawford County. He's one of the voices engaged in the Protect Our Farms Act. This bill is circulating the state capitol and looks to bring consistency to farm regulations. It would do this by preventing local governments from having stricter rules on agriculture than the state imposes. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Do you ever get tired of one-sided conversations filled with mean-spirited rhetoric? It's time to listen and engage. Join the Rational Revolution with me, Chris Alfine, Saturday afternoons at 2 and Sunday afternoons at 1 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and the Civic Media app.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app. Mino and the Mayor.
Hey, if I could find my grandma's recipe for grappa, maybe we could do that.
A moonshine?
Grappa.
Oh, grappa's not moonshine?
We don't like that term.
The Italians don't like the Kentucky or what?
And that's what it said on the arrest papers.
That's right. You're one of the few guys I know that the grandma did time.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. Biomarker testing was a turning point for me. By working with my oncologist, we were able to determine the most appropriate treatment plan. My fear was I wasn't going to be here to see my children grow up. That gave me hope, knowing that I have that chance. And I did. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
Matt Nair on Air.
Want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes.
We have found your birds.
Space is my birds.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Agriculture. She now owns a national sheep shearing business. Brianna Bateman had not had a farm animal interaction until her 20s, but she grew to love agriculture and cute animals while at UW-Madison, and that drove her to start River Song Shearing. But here's the catch. She and her partner had no shearing experience.
We were just pretty much working on a wing and a prayer when we went on Facebook and we went on the sheep and alpaca shearing pages and we just posted, we're coming to Florida. We are beginners and we want to learn. And if you need us to shear for you, let us know. We're charging barely anything right now because we don't know what we're doing, but we do need to charge a little bit because we just spent all of our money on equipment. And a bunch of people were really excited to have us, specifically because they'd been having so much trouble finding shearers.
She says it wasn't easy, but people needed the help shearing, so she got hooked.
We schedule, I think, 100 head of animals, alpacas, llamas, and sheep over the course of our first week, and it almost killed us. We were so sore after every single day, so exhausted. We were working like 10 hours a day to shear these tiny little flocks of like 10 to 15 sheep. But it was our very first time doing it beyond watching YouTube videos. It was extremely difficult. We kept being able to add on clients through word of mouth. And so 3 weeks of work turned into 2 months, and then we ran out of work. So we went back to Wisconsin, and we kept getting calls from people saying, actually, could you come back to Florida? We need a shearer. We decided, well, that actually was kind of fun. Let's do it again.
Brianna Bateman along with us. She says today Riversong Shearing is growing its team. They serve more than 400 clients across 13 states. Speaking of sheep, is Wisconsin going to come into March like a lion or a lamb? Let's find out. Stu Muck is our ag meteorologist. Stu, are you forecasting lamb-like conditions to kick off a new month?
I guess my opinion is it looks pretty lamb-like. You know, it may be a little breezy for some, but temperatures are going to be on the above normal side. There's going to be sunshine. All in all, that sounds pretty much like a nice new lamb, I guess. We just don't have much else going on. A little tornado activity in lower Michigan yesterday, but high pressure has settled over Wisconsin today. And after that cold, windy day, sunshine will return. Those temperatures moderate a bit today, too. No, not like they were early in the week and not record-setting highs like we've seen, but they will be on the above normal side, up in the mid 40s at least today. Not a bad situation. Nothing out there on the radar we have to talk about. There's a little snow, believe it or not, in far northeast North Dakota. That's it. Nothing even nearby for us. That high pressure system keeps us sunny and nice today. A warm front tries to build up out of the south, allowing for even more warm air to build in for Friday and Saturday. And of course, a little moisture is going to build in with some of that too. And with red flag warnings in northern Iowa, not the exact northeast tip of Iowa, but the northern part of the state under red flag advisories today, that means burning hazardous. I think we all have to keep that in mind with how dry things are and how windy it is. But I expect there may finally be a little precipitation on towards Sunday night or into Monday. A little rain may finally be coming back to Wisconsin. So a little moisture with temperatures still on the above normal side through the weekend. Cooling off a little, but still above normal, even on through the mid part of next week. The mild weather will continue as we get March underway, and maybe a little March shower moisture, I'm sure, wouldn't be a bad idea. I'll have forecast details right after this.
Boy, there's some exciting things happening at Bavaria Sausage. If you haven't been there lately, make it a point. Fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke encouraging you to stop by the retail location, corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 until 5. Now, over the course of time, you're going to see some physical changes on the interior of the store. But boy, what you're really going to appreciate, the changes in the showcase. New products that they're developing on a regular basis. When Bavaria Sausage develops new products, they have a couple staples they keep in mind. First of all, they work with local farmers, and they want to make sure that those local farmers are able to make a good living. They also do not believe in waste. They said, just like Fred, the original owner of Bavaria Sausage, nothing is wasted but the squeal. And you'll notice that in some of the unique products that they're developing. Take a look at that special Berkshire Brat. The flavor that you're going to pick up is found nowhere else because it was developed by Bavaria Sausage. Corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg. Bavaria Sausage.
I'll tell you what, Stu, I've never seen the temperature change so fast earlier this week when my car temp gauge went from 72 to 17. So I'm happy that those temps are going to pick back up for a nice weekend to get some chores done. But when the temps do swing like that, Stu, any severe weather in store? I know there's some precipitation on the way.
There's that little rain. I don't know that I'd call it severe around here. That's probably good news in the long run. You talked about that temperature change. Madison tied a record for largest temperature change from 70 to 11. That's from Tuesday through Wednesday. That's a 59-degree swing in temperature. Milwaukee keeping a record there, too. 58 degrees from 74 to 16. Hope we don't see that again soon. We don't need that kind of big change. Let's look at today. Certainly a little more quiet than that. With sunny skies, I expect a lot of mid-40s. Could be closing in on 50 in western Wisconsin, southeast Minnesota. and south winds will increase today. Oh, a good 10 to 20, even gusting near 25 or so in the afternoon. Overnight, clear skies, only back to the upper 20s with the south winds 5 to 15. Sunny skies on Friday, and a lot of us then will be around 50 or 51. A little warmer at La Crosse and into southeast Minnesota. South winds 5 to 15, even gusting to 25. And by Saturday, sunny skies, a lot closer to 60, a lot of upper 50s, and the south winds will be around 5 to 10. So quite mild, Stephanie, and like I've said, Sunday night into Monday, some showers could build in. We'll watch that develop and maybe get a little needed moisture.
We'll talk more about that tomorrow. Thanks so much, Stu Muck, along with us, our ag meteorologist. And don't forget, we want to know what's going on outside your window. What spring chores have you jumped on during these warmer days? If you're anxious to get out in the garden, have you decided to start seeds yet? Let us know at 877-301-FARM. That's our talk text line.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW. Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now, is to take a Kringle and go away?
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
I'm Trigvi Olsen. Steven from Green Bay. Go ahead.
The city of Green Bay is one of the best places in Wisconsin to live. Plenty of people that are Wisconsin nice.
Totally agree. Green Bay is kind of swing territory between the two parties, but people in Green Bay work together. I mean, people aren't asking themselves, am I wearing a red hat or a blue hat? They're wearing green and gold hats.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Now. We tend not to think about now. We dream about tomorrow, relive yesterday. But right now in front of us is victory over cancer. Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. Victory over cancer is there for the taking by you, because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory. Learn more at V.org.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The border battle heating up.
President Biden and former President Trump are making dueling visits to the southern border. Biden is expected to meet with Border Patrol agents and local leaders in Texas, where he'll defend a bipartisan border security deal killed by House Republicans this month. The bill called for hiring more officers and immigration judges and would have expedited work permits for migrants. Trump says the bipartisan deal wasn't strong enough to secure the border. He's promising, if elected, to begin mass deportations of migrants.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. The Supreme Court to decide Donald Trump's claim he can't be prosecuted for trying to overthrow his 2020 election loss. An appellate court ruled he can be prosecuted. The Supreme Court will have the final say. Former U.S. Marine officer Michael Joseph Fox sentenced to 40 months in federal prison for hitting police officers with a hockey stick during the insurrection in 2021 and throwing a metal pole at a line of police. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin saw a dramatic change in temperature from Tuesday night to Wednesday morning, breaking records in some parts of the state. In Madison, temperatures dropped from 70 degrees Tuesday to just 11 degrees Wednesday morning, a 59-degree swing. That's the biggest shift in the city's history. In Milwaukee, highs of 74 Tuesday were followed by lows of 16 Wednesday, a 58-degree change. $15 million is on its way to Wisconsin's Chippewa Valley to support healthcare access as two local hospitals and several area clinics are set to close in April. The legislature approved the money last week. Governor Evers signed the bill Wednesday with some line item vetoes to allow more flexibility. In addition to emergency rooms, the money can now help with everything from urgent care services to mental health care. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Packers restructure a player's contract. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports reporting from the NFL Combine in Indianapolis. The Packers here meeting with players' agents have made a deal with linebacker Preston Smith to pay him more with incentives, but save $2 million off their salary cap. What other changes on defense? I spoke to Packers GM Brian Gutekunst.
Not a ton. You know, I think, you know, this league's a 4-2-5 nickel league, but those conversations will be had over the next few weeks.
NBA, the Bucks in Charlotte to play the Hornets again. Milwaukee looking to go 4-0 after the All-Star break. Doc Rivers says they're doing better each day defensively. Baseball, the Brewers with a 6-1 loss to the Cubs, but the crew auditioned 10 different pitchers, including J.J. Bukauskas, who struck out all three batters he faced. He's only given up one hit in camp so far. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
He's throwing the ball good. I remember him throwing the ball good last year at the end. He'll be in the major leagues this year at some point.
That's the Brewers' Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
We are going to warm things up rather quickly as we head into the weekend. Today, it'll be mostly sunny with a high right around 35. Our wind out of the southwest at 10 to 20 today. Clear tonight, 31. Tomorrow, sunshine 50. By Saturday, 58. On Sunday, partly cloudy with a high near 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 6.
You need skill and a little luck to play the game of pool, and you could say one cue-making company in Wisconsin has both. Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake is the oldest pool cue maker in the U.S. and remains a family-owned, third-generation operated business. Schmelke started as a one-man shop in the 1940s. Now more than 20 employees work at the facility. So do you know which state has the most cue-making manufacturers? Is it Maryland, Minnesota, Wisconsin? The answer coming up. Pool is an old game, and the cues similar to the ones used to play today were created in the late 1600s in Northern Europe. Pool came to America in the 19th century. So did you guess which state currently has 4 of the top 5 cue manufacturers? It is Wisconsin. And Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake has also been inducted into the International Cue Makers Hall of Fame, making this a worldwide slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Today, young adults face big questions about their future. How will you make your mark? Do you want to be part of something bigger than yourself? Are you ready to learn new skills and make new friendships? Perhaps you have a dream that you're ready to make real. So, how will you make a mark with your future? As you embark on a journey toward finding these answers, the military can serve as a resource for providing help, information, and opportunities. A public service message from the Department of Defense. To learn more, visit todaysmilitary.com.
The Todd Allbus Show.
Green Bay is a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Going to attack that a little bit in free agency. I expect them to find a safety.
And now back to the Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Bringing home the bacon. Literally, this is the Midwest Farm Report.
Welcome back on a Thursday morning. I'm Stephanie Hoff, filling in for Farm Director Pam Yonke. Happy leap year as we start our bonus day of the year. Today's forecast calls for abundant sunshine. Highs will be in the upper 40s, winds moving at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, we'll see those clear skies continue, lows in the low 30s, and it's going to be windy. Be careful when you open your car doors. You don't want to bash into the person next to you. I almost found myself in that situation in the work parking lot. So what do you have planned for Leap Day? The Farmer's Almanac has some ideas. It turns out that according to the position of the moon, February 29th is a good day to work with livestock. Whether you are breeding, weaning, or harvesting your animals, today's a good day for it. The old Farmer's Almanac also says that if you didn't stick to your New Year's resolution to quit smoking, today's a good day to try that again and start that quitting journey. It may also be a good day to sign up for the Dairy Margin Coverage Program. The enrollment period is open now. Wisconsin Farm Service Agency Director Gene Schrieffer says they're working on training staff on the new software that implements this important safety net program.
The program was announced last Friday. It was published in the Federal Register on Monday. We had training, nationwide training on Tuesday. And of course, anytime you have training, there's going to be additional questions. But, the staff is just learning to work through the ins and the outs to make sure that we do it correctly. We've been assured that the software has been thoroughly vetted and will work properly. So we're confident on that end. But again, the first times we do something, for signups, there's a little bit of a learning curve, but our staff always rises to the occasion.
He says they already know producers that sign up will likely get a payment based on January's milk prices. He asks you for your patience with county staff during the training period. Congressional leaders announced late yesterday that they have reached a tentative agreement to prevent a government shutdown for now. Under the new plan, Congress is going to temporarily fund a set of federal agencies through March 8th. This includes the Department of Agriculture. That story continues to develop, but Gene Schrieffer talks about the impact a government shutdown could have on the Farm Service Agency offices.
If we get to that point, and that's still an if, we're always hopeful that we'll come to an agreement and we'll be able to keep the doors open. But if we have to go there, then staff will be sent home. We will have one person designated to come into the office, open and check mail, and look for any messages coming from USDA as far as what next processes will be. So that means any current programs would be basically put on hold until we are open for business again.
Again, that situation has been averted for now. Gene Schrieffer along with us. He's the director of Wisconsin's Farm Service Agency. Don't forget that as we update you on these stories, you have access to the Midwest Farm Report at your fingertips. If you're on Facebook, you can find us at Midwest Farm Report or Fabulous Farm Babe. You can also listen to us around the clock through our smartphone app. You can download that for free at thefarmwi.com. And of course, we can talk to you in real time through our talk text line. That number is 877-301-FARM. You can call or text us again at 877-301-3276. Another story to look out for, our own Charity Seebecker will be in Sparta this morning and afternoon for the Producing Quality Beef Workshop. Wisconsin Beef Council is hosting these workshops at Equity Livestock. You can register for future events at beeftips.com. Cattle numbers are at historic lows here in the U.S., and this has changed how agencies like the U.S. Meat Export Federation is marketing beef products. Charity has the story.
When you're thinking about what to make for dinner, do you consider cow tongue, liver, or kidneys? Probably not, but these guts are highly sought after in other countries. I'm Charity Seebecker with the Midwest Farm Report, and Dean Meyer, past chair of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, explains how they're working to create new market opportunities for Wisconsin agriculture.
At USMEF, some of the strategies we're using right now to maintain relationships is, first of all, we're broad-based, and we don't key on one country. You know, there's inflationary issues and currency issues in some countries, China in particular. You know, we've got 19 offices around the world at USMEF. We're in 80 countries. And there's a reason for that. If a product doesn't move into one, we can quickly move it to another country. In the cattle cycle right now, numbers are down, as we all know, and that creates a challenge in product. But the shining star in U.S. Meat Export Federation is the variety meats and the underutilized cuts, those that we don't consume here. We aren't taking away from the U.S. consumer. We're adding value to the cuts that we don't consume here. And, you know, whether it's tongues, livers, tripe, you know, kidneys, they have no value here, very little. I was in Japan last year, and a tongue here brings $3. It was on the counter and on the shelf in a grocery store in Japan for $24. And right now, even with Chinese markets down, they're still our number two market in beef because of the variety meats and because of the underutilized cuts. It seems like they're really consistent at continuing to buy them. And in Mexico, too. I mean, Mexico now is taking more primal, but they still take, you know, the beef lips and the tripe. And that's the key, is not only the broad base, but the broad spectrum of products. In pork right now, the loins, you know, have always been undervalued here. So in Japan, in both Mexico and Japan, we're doing promotions on adding value to those loins, making products, creating products that we can get more for them. And they're actually becoming very successful. They got a product called tenkatsu in Japan that is a sliced pork loin that's deep fried, and it's very popular there. And we're doing the same thing in Mexico. We got cooking trucks that go around to different retailers and show people how to cook our product. It is very effective on not only teaching them how to cook, but selling the product. You know, it's checkoff dollars that support this, leveraged with MAP and FMD funds from the USDA, and then industry dollars we put in. And industry dollars meaning if we go into Walmart, say in Mexico, and we tell them we want to do a promotion, they'll match or double. A lot of times they'll double them dollars. So we can get a 24-to-1 return on checkoff dollars, which is one of the highest in the industry, and we're really proud of that. We're proud of how we can leverage our dollars and are broad-based in multiple countries around the world.
In our current global landscape that we've got going on, what opportunities are you guys seeing when it comes to addressing some of those factors for our meat exports?
We're not just grain-fed. A lot of countries say grain-fed, but we're corn and soybean-fed, and we've been able to differentiate that in some markets. Another thing is in the Southeast Asian countries, we can market fresh product, not frozen. That adds value. And then another opportunity is European pork is one of our biggest competitors, and European pork numbers have been declining dramatically. Their exports 15% a year. So that's given us opportunity in those markets, those Asian markets. That's part of the reason why we're at record pork exports.
That was Dean Meyer, past chair of the U.S. Meat Export Federation. He added that with their widespread presence across the world, they're cementing our position as a global leader in meat exports. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
Thanks, Charity. Let's turn our eyes to Chicago now. Grain markets are mixed as we start the day. Cash corn is trading up 4 cents at 417 and a quarter. December new crop corn is up a penny and a quarter at 464 and a half. Cash beans are trading down 6.5 cents at 1127 and a half. November new crop beans are down a half a cent at 1134 and a half. And July new crop wheat is trading up 3 cents at 581 and a half. There's excitement coming from UW River Falls this week. They made cheddar for the first time in their new dairy plant on campus. The new Dairy Center of Excellence will make cheese and ice cream. It'll also serve as a site to train students and dairy industry employees. Work began 11 years ago to start building a new dairy pilot plant to replace the longtime plant they had at UW River Falls that had become outdated. We'll have more details posted today at MidwestFarmReport.com. From Chicago, the Class 3 March milk contract is trading down 6 cents at 1718 a hundredweight. The April contract is sitting neutral at 1749. On the close yesterday, barrel cheese remains unchanged from Monday at $1.67. The 40-pound block cheese, though, is continuing its upward momentum, closing up a half a cent at $1.61 and a half. And AA butter closed down 3.5 cents at $2.80. We'll talk more about our dairy markets next with EverAg.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Tune in Thursday for the incomparable Bill Press on the Devil's Advocates radio show. We'll find out if there's a governmental shutdown. 4 to 6 p.m.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Cody, let's start with this recent run-up on not just cheese, but Class 4. Why are the numbers ticking up, and is it going to last?
Yeah, I mean, as of right now, we've seen a slight decline in butter and non-fat, but I don't think that's anything to be too worried about. There's still people on the horizon talking about $3 plus butter out there, and it seems like sales seem to be pretty good. In the cold storage report that we had gotten on Monday afternoon, there was a little bit more butter in inventory than people had thought, but not as much to make it an extremely bearish product right now. So right as we sit today, Class 4 still holding that $2.50 gain on Class 3 and where futures sit.
Have you pulled any data out of that cold storage report that tells you what Class 3 milk prices might do based on what we have in stock for cheese?
You know, the cold storage report showed that it was probably neutral to bullish on cheese. And I think that companies are going to have to really start restocking some of the inventory that we had. Now, the big question I think that we are all facing on the cheese front is, are exports good? Is demand in country good? And right now we're hearing that they're just not. Now, that could change, as we all know, within the next month, 2 months, whatever that looks like. But as we sit right now, those are kind of the two big questions going forward that everyone has to keep in the back of their mind, because if they do not change and they do not get better, we really could have a softer cheese price going into the summer months than even we see right now. I mean, we're at $1.60, $1.65 right now. If exports don't pick up, we might slither back down to the $1.50 type range.
Cody, that's not what anyone wants to hear. That's not what our dairy producers want to hear. What advice do you have to give then if they know that if cheese prices don't pick up, the Class 3 milk price isn't going to either?
Oh, I think, you know, even like at EverAg, we have a plethora of tools in the toolbox that we can use to help manage risk, and I think right now is the perfect time. I know break-evens are getting a little tighter throughout the country. There might be a little bit heavier than they were last year, especially with interest rates up around 8.5%. But there's still risk to be managed on the CME and for the dairies. And I think it would behoove everyone to, you know, contact your risk manager, your broker, give me a call here at EverAg, and we can go through different ideas on the Class 3 and the Class 4 side on different ways to protect the revenue for the dairy.
And let's not forget, dairy margin coverage sign up is happening now. So what is your advice on that?
Definitely go in. I mean, even if it's the $100 bare minimum coverage, I would definitely go in, take your milk production sheets with you, and get signed up for that. That was something last year that just paid out tremendously for producers. And I know we had a lower than expected year last year, but you just don't know. And it's another one of those tools that we talk about that can definitely help protect the dairy for, you know, pretty darn cheap insurance coverage, honestly. I mean, it doesn't cost a whole lot. You can get fire insurance. You can kind of buy up to get a little better margin risk protection, if you will. But it's definitely something that we've always said that people should go into the local FSA office and definitely look through and get done.
Cody Koster joining us, a dairy agent and broker with EverAg. He's coming to us from their Michigan office. And Cody, you still help out at the family dairy in northern Michigan. And I think that's what makes you guys unique, is that you're not only working 9 to 5 in the dairy space, but you're also living it. Risk management is top of mind as you are predicting softer cheese prices in the future. Cody, you said it has to do with softer demand, both overseas and here in the U.S. Why is that?
I think people are still eating cheese and they're still eating dairy products. But if you look at the global outsource of dairy products, we have to get our products shipped to other countries, right? It's going to have to go on a boat. It's going to have to get carried over there. And with the price of shipping and shipping containers and getting everything overseas, it's just getting more and more expensive to get everything to different countries. So in a lot of instances, there might be different countries that go to a neighbor and just say, hey, we might have to pay up a little bit more for some of this powder or some of this cheese, but at least we don't have to pay the freight that's coming all the way from the U.S. to get it over here. We'll get it a little bit faster. We've got to pay up. We understand that, but we know we can get it, and we don't have to have all these hiccups with ships going through different ports and just having that experience that way.
So logistics internationally can be problematic. What about here domestically?
I think domestically, you know, people right now, we're seeing that even at the grocery stores, the prices are higher on everything. I mean, from potato chips to cheese, beef, milk, everything in between. And as money gets tight. We all know that grocery shopping is going to get a little bit tighter. You're going to need just the bare essentials. If you're a family of four or five, whatever that might look like, you might not splurge for the extra cheese, the extra yogurts. You're going to get just the necessities. And until some of this inflation goes down and these prices start to kind of peter out, there's not a whole lot that is going to change that domestically. I think you're still going to see good pizza sales. You're still going to see people going out to eat. But if these pizza companies and these restaurants need to continue to pass along through their business the price of inflation, it's going to get harder and harder to go out as a family of four, five, six, whatever that might be, and pay that bill for the extra, you know, spending foods, we'll call it.
We've been talking about cheese for the most part this morning, but Cody, beef is also on your radar as probably your customers engage in the dairy on beef cross market. What is the influence of dairy beef cross on dairy cattle numbers?
I think the big thing right now and going into the long term is it's definitely depleting our heifer market right now. I think a lot of people, day-old Angus calves, I'm hearing anywhere from $550 to $700 is what folks are getting for Angus crosses that are hitting the ground. And right now, that's putting a lot of money into producers' hands to pay bills going forward instead of breeding to a heifer that is not going to produce for another 24, 26 months out in the future. And folks that I've talked to throughout the country are not going to change their breeding programs because the money is so good right now. Now, as we all know, markets go up, markets go down. And this beef on dairy could come down in the future. But for right now, if you're getting $600 per head on day-old black Angus calves, people are just not willing to take the risk to switch their breeding programs. They're going to take that money in-house. And like I said, they're going to get bills paid. They're going to get loans paid down. They're going to do things like that is right up front in front of them.
Cody Koster is a dairy agent and broker with Everegg, joining us from their Michigan offices. I'm Stephanie Hoff. Thanks for tagging along with me on a Thursday morning.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning. And the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
A character trait that helps farmers stay in the game. That's next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for RHIZOL from ProGrow Bio. Spring is just around the corner and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to Right Spot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. Resilience. It's an attribute shared by many successful business persons, including farmers. Perhaps especially by farmers, given what they're up against every day. Purdue graduate student Margaret Lipsmeyer helped survey 400 farm operators last year, in part to see what the more successful ones had in common.
When we looked at resilience and the metrics for resilience, we found that farm growth, producer sentiment, and risk preference all had a positive relationship with a farm's resilience level. And then on top of that, managerial ability and use of production ag technologies like drones, yield monitors, and other items also showed positive relationships.
Lipsmeyer says farmers who performed consistently better were those who dealt successfully with surprises.
When we think about resilience, it goes back to agility and absorption capacity. So looking at how farms can improve those two metrics, having established core values, goals, and objectives for your farm, spending the time to write these down and try to follow along with these goals as you move through your operation.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Tune into the Earl Ingram Show Thursday at 8 a.m. I'll be joined by pharmacist Omar Iliwa, as well as historian Reggie Jackson. You won't want to miss it.
Finding the special health care resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special health care needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Mino and the Mayor.
Hey, if I could find my grandma's recipe for grappa, maybe we could do that.
Of moonshine?
Grappa.
Oh, grappa's not moonshine?
We don't like that term.
The Italians don't like the Kentucky or what?
And that's what it said on the arrest papers. That's right. You're one of the few guys I know that the grandma did time.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.